But yeah, he has a tattoo of a gun in his belt.
Hmm. Wow. That's really weird.
I'm saying that guy should get arrested all the time. We can't be too safe with guys like that.
What, are you kidding me?
No.
He's got a tattoo. He shouldn't go out of his house shirtless, and he should expect some drama from it.
Wait, he shouldn't go out of his house shirtless?
He shouldn't be surprised if the cops come when he does.
Exactly. But, dude, he shouldn't be arrested all the time just because it has a tattoo of a gun.
How can you not tell that's a tattoo?
I mean, from over here, if you said, this guy's got a gun in his belt, that's
believable. I don't know, man. I guess if I see some guy far away that has a gun in his belt, I don't know. I would call the police
and say this guy has a gun.
He just doesn't have a gun in his belt. He can tell.
It looks like it's not hanging the right way or whatever.
Because if I saw a guy with a gun, I'd probably, I don't know, I think I'd look at it a little longer before I called the authorities just to make sure that it is what it is.
I think a lot of people, though, would err on the safe side.
He does look like a shithead, though.
Yep. He looks
not
like,
just because of the gun hanging out. He really looks like a shithead.
He looks like if Ed Norton wanted to play like a kind of washed up 45-year-old guy in a movie, this is what he would look like.
Yeah, he's the kind of guy that would get that tattoo.
Oh, yeah, put it that way. He's the kind of guy who would get the tattoo. I'm just saying, when you get that tattoo and you walk out of the house shirtless, don't be surprised when the cops show up.
Do you
right
think
or
he
wrong.
Got the tattoo just for that purpose, to like mess with people?
No, I think he got the tattoo because it's awesome.
Yeah, I got a dagger on my hip. I don't envision pulling it off the side of my ass and stabbing anybody with it. But I guess if I walked around with no pants on, it would look like I had a big sword on my hip. I don't know.
That's a dangerous thing to do, really, in this day and age. I mean, if you get pulled over with a felony stop, I mean, they're going to have you pull your shirt over your head and flip you around to make sure you don't have anything in your waistband.
Wait, I don't even know what you're talking about. Felony stop? Like if they stop you on suspicion of a felony?
Yeah, yeah. It's just a felony stop. It's like a real safe way to like pull a car over and empty it out and get the people out and stuff.
Why do you know so much cop stuff?
He's a criminal. I don't know, because I enjoy that type of thing.
How do you learn about? Do you just like watch the History Channel and stuff?
Yeah, stuff like that. You know, I'll watch Cops or whatever. I read you know actual you know nonfiction books about you know homicide investigation and that sort of thing. That's not weird, right?
When's the last time you turned on a police scanner?
I'm sure it was yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, totally. I have one on my desk. And I have one in my backpack.
Why?
What?
What?
Wait, you have one in your backpack and one at your desk?
Well, I have one on my desk. It's like an old one I just pulled out of storage or whatever. But I have one in my
backpack.
Does it
work?
The one on my desk, not so much. It's old. But the one in my backpack works.
And you sometimes when you're waiting for a bus, you pull it out and see if the police are around?
No, if there's something going on in the neighborhood, I want to find out what's going on.
You mean if you see on the news?
No, if
you
like...
mean if you hear sirens.
If there's 30 cop cars
If you hear sirens, have you done this? Have you heard sirens?
Mm-hmm.
Stopped, pulled your backpack out, and turned on your police sirens?
Yes, calendar. Yes, I have. Not just because I heard sirens, though. No. I'm not, you know...
Todd, this
if
is
there's something
big
just, you know,
you want to be... You know, you aspire to be King Dick over here. Make a mental note to lose this one thing, this one trait, so that you may continue to have hideous sex with porn stars.
No, you know, my parents always had
a... 'Cause this is a cock blocker right here. You know
look,
that.
My parents always had a police scanner when I was growing up. And,
what for?
I don't know. They just had it on at night to, you know.
This is like a bonding thing with your parents.
Maybe.
Reminds you of
what
home.
What do you mean, maybe?
Yeah, listening
maybe
to a police scanner reminds you of home.
Yeah, no, I don't know, but...
I do.
I just think it's good to have information. I really didn't...
It's good to have information about the police, what they're doing when you hear the siren in L.A.
When
on
there's,
your way to
like,
work.
Something big going on. Not
on
just...
your way to work. Has this police scanner ever come through where if you didn't have the police scanner in your backpack, you surely would have died?
No.
What about this? If you didn't have the police scanner in your backpack, you surely would have been caught. You fucking creep.
No.
That's why you have one.
No, that's
fucking
not
chasing
happened.
Ladies around with torches and shit.
But I've avoided some areas like
yeah,
when
I bet you have.
There's like a riot going on or something.
When was the last riot?
What are you
in
talking
Los
about?
When was the last riot?
There was a big riot outside of a movie about electronic dance music. It was just west of Hollywood. I don't know, 2 years ago?
Why did I not hear about this riot?
Yeah, it wasn't a riot. It was a riot in your mind.
Yeah, there was.
There was no riot. What, and you used a police scanner to get around the riot?
No, I just...
You were barricaded in. Good thing you had your trusty police scanner in your backpack.
No, I was on my way home, and I just happened to hear about it, so I was like, oh, let me not go that way. I'll go this other way.
You were about to drive into a riot.
Right. And luckily, you got
to report... Unbeknownst to you, there was a riot.
No, but
you got that itchy feel, and you checked your police scanner, and sure enough...
No, look.
Full riot, LA on fire.
Look, it's if there's like a bunch of police cars go by and some fire trucks and stuff. Yeah, I'll pull it out and I'll find out what's going on.
Because I need you to admit that it's nothing. It can't do anything, dude. You're doing it to bond. It's okay.
I'm interested. I'm not saying I'm doing anything with it.
It will never do anything for you at all. It's not important to
satisfy curiosity.
Exactly.
It's a hobby.
You're a sticky beak. You're a sticky beak.
No, it's just
you're
like,
a busybody.
No, that's not your business. Right, that's
wait,
not
a
true.
Sticky beak?
No, what is
you
that?
You never heard that?
No.
And if you build ships and bottles and stuff, that's your hobby just because it's something
that
you like
to
do.
If you build ships and bottles, you're a fucking tweaker. Can't do that.
No.
There's fucking TV and shit now. People put ships in bottles when there wasn't TV and
no,
stuff.
No, yeah.
There's like
just...
three books.
Ships in bottles is for people who never outgrew playing Operation.
Okay, wait. Okay, what is the absolute worst, most invalid hobby you can have aside from having a police scanner? Is it collecting something?
Yeah, like stamps, Lord of the Rings or something.
Collecting Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, like Lord of the Rings memorabilia. That's pretty bad.
All right, we'll see.
It's a fucking free country, but I'm just saying that what you have is this... You kind of made it out like you had it because it could get you in and out of things easier.
No, honestly,
you're really leaping to a conclusion. You're assuming that we're saying that this is the worst hobby a person could have, and nobody said that. Nobody implied that. It's not. There's a million worse hobbies.
I don't think there's a million, but it's
building ships in bottles is totally worse. But I'm always curious about you, scanner guys. I know you're not the only one, but
right.
Like, what's your angle? Do you want it? Do you kind of want to be a cop?
I would love to be a homicide investigator. I think that's what my calling is in life.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
No, I'm really interested in this stuff. There's nothing wrong
with
that.
You're really interested in death and murder.
No.
Yeah, you
I'm
are.
Not. That's the part I actually don't like. I
then
like
why
the,
homicide?
I like the investigative portion of it because the stakes are really high and it's so somebody stole your car. That's not such a big deal. Homicide is a big deal. It's like really important that you get things right. I think that stuff's interesting. That's all.
They're already dead.
Yeah, but
you can't save them, Will.
No, I know. I'm just saying that.
Do you hear the lambs crying when you sleep?
I know. Like, what is this? You need to feel the need to save a family?
No, I just think it's interesting. That's all. There's nothing more to it. And I like to know what's going on in the neighborhood. If there's something like big going on, there's nothing wrong with that.
It's funny because what it kind of reminds me of, my mom used to, I grew up over a highway, and when there were sirens at night, my mom used to run, because me and my sister's room was facing the highway, so my mom would always run in and be like, oh, what are those fire engines doing down there?
I remind you of your mom.
Yeah. Wow. It's the only other person I've ever been really close to that was an ambulance chaser.
Well, no, wait. Dude, I'm not an ambulance chaser.
Yes, you are.
You are of a sort. I know, not in the lawyerly sense.
No,
but...
I'm not listening to ambulance frequencies.
Have you ever listened to an ambulance frequency?
I maybe have accidentally heard an ambulance
frequency. Pretty boring.
You listen to police
not that exciting.
Frequencies.
Yes.
Breaker.
No, that's trucker frequencies.
Do you get a boner on the 187?
That's Citizens Band Radio. That hasn't been around since the 70s, right?
Oh, keep your eyes peeled for Smokey.
No, that's not what's happening.
Do you talk to truckers on
No, there's no talking back. You don't talk back.
You don't talk back, you just listen.
Yeah.
Secretly.
You lurk on the police scanner.
Like, no, that's not. You can't.
Do you ever make
back.
Comments to police how stupid they are under your breath? They can't hear you.
No.
No.
Do you have a panic room in your apartment?
Do you think you're a better officer than some of the officers that you creep on?
That would be cool to have a panic room. But no, no.
Why would it be cool to have a panic room?
I don't know. There's something interesting about that.
You'd go in there a lot, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I panic a lot. No, I'm just saying that would be something cool to have. I don't
Why?
Have one. I'm not trying to get one.
It would not be cool to have a panic
yeah,
room.
Yeah, I know.
Sure would be.
You
Why?
Can use that for storage.
Okay, no, because what if there, okay, yeah. What if there are riots again, and there have been riots in Los Angeles?
And you got your police scanner.
What if there's an earthquake?
This
and
just
the
in on the police scanner. We hear police on Wilshire. Will goes to his backpack. Sure enough.
The blacks are at it again.
The blacks are at it again, and they are revolting, and they're looking to kill all the white people in Los Angeles.
They've been biding their time.
And the police, because they're so racist, they're only informing the police.
No, that's not
And nobody else knows, because it's not on the news.
That's right.
By the time they tell you on the news, you are already entombed in a city of hate, where everybody is trying to kill everybody.
You have been made into Southern Fried Barbecue.
No. Will's all bundled up with his cans of beans in his fucking storage unit, fucking hanging out.
No, that's not. This is not. No, I'm saying, like, you know, there's only one major duct that comes to Los Angeles that supplies water. And if there's a big earthquake and that gets ruptured, water will be in short supply, and then you'll want to have your little storage of water.
Wait, but there's no water. And all the blacks are trying to kill us?
I didn't say anything about...
Okay. So ruptured water supply.
Yeah.
I agree. So you have some...
you gotta have some water.
You gotta have some water in your house.
Yeah.
I agree. It's only smart. I do.
Yeah.
I got a fucking go bag in my car right now.
You do?
I do.
Okay, we'll see. Now...
I don't have my keys. Fuck, I'm dead. I have the whistle. I said this the other week. I have a whistle on my keys in case we are all entombed in earthquake rubble. I could be blowing my whistle.
I don't think that's crazy.
Frank is an actual detective, wants to talk to Will.
Hi, Frank.
Hey, how's it going? How are you?
Good, man.
Good. Yeah, I love the show. Will, you're great on the show, but you're kind of a creep.
Wait, you think that somebody who is interested in that type of thing is weird?
No, I don't think it's weird for someone to be into it, and there are a lot of people into it, but just how you are, you're definitely a creep.
Wait, okay, specifically, how am I creepy?
Maybe I'm being a little harsh, I'm sorry, but I remember just dealing with people that would, you know, listen to Scanners a lot. I would go to a job. And then, someone would show up and they're like, hey, what's going on? And they would know things about it or listen to the radio calls. I'm like, get out of here.
But I'm not that guy. I'm not showing up anywhere.
You just lurk on the periphery of the crime scene?
No, I don't go to any crime scene. I'm not going to any crime scene. I am a fat woman. Stop that.
All right, detective. Thank you, Frank. Detective Frank,
there
you go, pointing out that Will is creepy for listening to police.
According to the detective, I'm a creep. Makes you feel good.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to commit any crimes or be around people that commit crimes, because you're the guy that's going to go to jail for it, even if you didn't do it, because you look like you did it.
Yeah, detectives can just automatically look at me and go, yep, probably that guy had something to do with it.
Okay, look, I'm not saying you're creepy, and I'm not saying that
I enjoy sparkles.
That having a police scanner is in and of itself creepy. But let's just say I was going to put together two rooms full of people. And one of those was a room full of people who had donated bone marrow or kidneys to save children's lives.
Right.
And the other was a room full of guys who own and operate police scanners.
Yes.
If I asked you to determine which room was which based on creepy factor, do you think that would be a difficult chore?
No, I don't.
Right.
Hey, baby. But at the same time, I could say this. If I asked you to pick a room full of doctors versus a room full of people who host radio shows, mm-hmm. would you be able to pick out those people?
Fuck yeah.
Do I? Yeah. Because those guys are creepy, too. Now, that doesn't mean that you're creepy, but it just means that...
No, but you're both.
All right, I quit. I can't do it. Fuck you.
We've got a guest.